From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. Opening this weekend on stage at Attic Productions in Fincastle, the madcap comedy Dearly Beloved, which runs for 2 weekends, Thursday through Sunday. Wyatt Ewell is the director. He says some of the characters are indeed over the top.
The bride's aunt decides to save a little money because she's in charge of the wedding reception, and so she asks the guests do each bring a covered dish to cater the reception. That's where things start to go south, and from there, you can imagine the kinds of things that happen, because no wedding is ever perfect.
Dearly Beloved is part of a play trilogy that Attic has staged before. The Roanoke Symphony Orchestra celebrates the 200th anniversary of Beethoven's Ninth, The Ode to Joy, with the RSO Chorus and other voices this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Berglund Performing Arts Theater. David Stewart Wiley is the Roanoke Symphony's music director and conductor.
We scheduled deliberately our Roanoke Symphony performance on Sunday, May 5th, within 2 days of the 200th anniversary of its premiere in Vienna. Beethoven, who was essentially deaf at that point, they had to turn him around so he could see the tumultuous applause at the end of the Ode to Joy.
Leslie Odom Jr. had a breakout role as Aaron Burr in Hamilton this Saturday evening at the Moss Arts Center on the Virginia Tech campus. The multiple award winner and nominee is on hand for an evening with Leslie Odom Jr. Ruth Walks is executive director of the Moss Arts Center.
Yes, which will be a wonderful, that's kind of our season closers. Nice evening of song with him.
Roanoke City has honored the late artist David Ramey Sr. with a mural depicting some of his art. The mural faces Henry Street in the Gainsborough neighborhood. At the dedication over the weekend, Ramey's son, David Ramey Jr., told WDBJ 7, seeing the mural completed is a dream come true.
This is his legacy. I took care of my father the last few months that he lived, and he would tell me all the time what the things that really saddened him is that he wouldn't be here to see certain things that he felt would conspire. And I just hope he can see it.
Ramey Sr.'s drawings of life in a once-bustling Gainsborough were exhibited at the Taubman Museum of Art recently. A Year with Frog and Toad this Thursday through May 12th, a family musical for young audiences at Mill Mountain Theater. The Roanoke Ballet Theater School Recital at Jefferson Center this Sunday. Trouble Gum at the Spot on Kirk this Wednesday. The Faux Paws there on Thursday. And three bands, including Her Majesty on Sunday. The 9th Annual Spring Craft and Vendor Show at the Berglund Center this Saturday. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hey, I'm Dave Trinkle, a founding board member of the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. With others, I helped create the endowment to provide predictable and sustainable funding to local arts and cultural organizations. The goal is to create an endowment of $20 million to ensure that Roanoke remains the hub of arts and culture in Southwest Virginia for generations to come. Please consider donating at roanokeculturalendowment.org.